Yeah, I forever love my city. House on the riverside, right now popular. Niggas ain't seeing us, unless they got binoculars. I just left Prevé, went to Love, I'm still popping out. Got it, left the city, I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Got it in the city.
It's your boy, it's your boy, it's your boy. What kind of person would I be if I came back and I ain't talk about my city? I don't even know where to start, really. It's been a lot of different stuff going on in the city. Shout out to Gotti, dropping the CMG album. Man, as always, of course, rest in peace to Dolph. That was a bad situation. Shout out to some of the old school rappers that people don't even talk about no more. Sly, 3-6, 8-Ball MJG, Squeaky. Man, the list go on and on. It's a lot of rappers, period. Shout out to the new school dudes. Moneybagg Yo, Black Youngster, Key Glock, etc. It's just a lot. So I had to start out by doing that. I'm an old school Memphis dude. I still remember when Channel 5 Wrestling used to come on, and I was up watching it with my cousins and my grandma. So there was that. I try to stay up on current events. I know about a week and a half ago, the guy was on Facebook Live or whatever live he was on. He was riding around, you know, killing people, shooting people, like it was some kind of sport. Craziest thing I seen probably in my life. Like, I don't know. Like, I love social media, but then sometimes I'd be like, it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift because you get to stay in touch with like your family members or people that you don't get to see all the time. Or, you know, things like that. But then it's also a curse because people will take it and they'll turn it into something like it's a Hunger Games or something. Like, they just started killing people because, like, that was the craziest thing. I think the only one I actually ended up seeing when it popped up on TV was the guy in AutoZone. Like, he went in AutoZone. The guy was coming out. He shot him. I'm like, really? Because I'm sure when that man got up that day and he went to AutoZone to look at whatever he was looking at, batteries, lights, blinkers, windshield wipers, whatever. He didn't expect, like, that would be his last time seeing his family. It was probably just a routine, hey, let me shoot the AutoZone. One of those kind of joints. But it was crazy. The city ain't all bad. It's still a lot of good stuff that's still going on down here. Shout out to the people, September 2nd through the 11th, that was out here, like, at the county fair and at the city fair, things like that. So they still do try to, you know, bring those kind of things back. I don't even know. It really be a lot going on in the city, though. But I'm just happy to be back out here talking to y'all. It's Friday. I'm calling this segment just Friday Night Fever. I ain't here to talk about anything particular. I'm just here to let y'all know I'm back. Anytime y'all want to discuss anything, like I said previously, you can reach out to me on my line. It's 901. Let me make sure, because I just got this number not too long ago. I just got it for y'all, too, so y'all can reach out to me whenever y'all want to be on the show. Anything y'all want to talk about, we can do that. Let me go back. Yeah, it's 901-235-9023. Once again, 901-235-9023. Anytime y'all want to, you know, got a topic y'all want to talk about, you want to come on, we can talk about it. I ain't got a specific topic that I have to talk about. I just like to reach everybody. I want to make sure everybody good. I don't want nobody, you know, sitting at the house, going through whatever they're going through. I just like to be on here. If I have a long, I'm on here doing my show. I want y'all to have a good time. I want to be the guy that you listen to, and no matter what you're going through, you'd be like, hey, I know if I turn on Bruce's show, I'm going to hear something positive, I'm going to hear something good. And sometimes let's just keep it real. In life, sometimes it ain't always something positive. Like, sometimes we just got to face the facts, and we just got to talk about it. You got to get it off your chest. You got to get it off your system. Like, that man that's in that bad relationship, that woman that's in that bad relationship, they want to get out, want to talk to somebody, want to know how other people feel about that, hit me up. We can talk about it. That kid who getting bullied at school, that kid who probably the most popular at school, like, I want to be able to reach everybody. I don't want to be the guy who only focus on one thing. Like, that ain't what I do. I can't go a show without shouting out my boy. Shout out Nitre. Hey, Nitre got married back in April. He had a beautiful wedding. Shout out Nitre. Shout out Alberta. No, I couldn't forget Lil George. I can't forget Chris, T TT, Tyrese, Sellers, Sean, Bobby. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I hope I'm not. I think I named everybody. Shout out to my boy Marcus Hill. Shout out to my boy Trey. Shout out to my boy Blake Rob. And that's it. Like, I've probably been hanging with the same guys forever and a day. Forever and a day. But I just wanted to come talk to y'all. Man, whatever you got to talk about, check it out. Like, I put my whole life on here. Man, I was married for almost 9 years, right? I've been divorced probably 4 years, probably going on 5, something like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let that be the end of your story. Like, if you get married to somebody that don't work out, like, look, that ain't the end of the world. That just means they want the person for you, or you want the person for that person. But you always get a chance to do that joint over. You get a chance to, man, just make it work. Like, every day you get up, you get a chance to do it over again, try to make the best of it. A lot of people didn't make it to today, whether it was older people, kids, like, middle-aged people. You never know, like, when your time gonna come. So, like, every day you get a chance to do it, make sure you do something positive. Make sure you just do something that you like to do throughout the day. And I know we always say, hey, make sure you do something positive, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing to always, like, focus on. But at the same time, make sure you're living, like, your best life for you. Because at the end of your life, like, it's over, like, and you, sometimes people live their life for everybody else but them. And so, like, when you're gone, yeah, you got great memories, but when you leave, you got to be happy with yourself. Just like when you're here, you got to be happy with yourself. Like, if you're in a relationship and that joint ain't working out, man, look, get out of that joint day one, day two. Don't wait till day 2002 and you know, you're going to spend years here and there and you weren't happy. Why? Who you trying to impress? I ain't impressed by that. Don't stay in this shit. And I understand. Yeah, it sounds easy. It's easier said than done. Like, you can't just, you can, but nobody just wakes up Monday morning like, hey, my relationship ain't working. I'm out of here. I mean, technically you can, but it don't happen like that. Like, it's a lot of other stuff to go with it. Especially if y'all had kids, you know, you can't just wake up one day and be like, oh, you know what? My son and my daughter, they'll be okay. So I'm out. No, you can't do that. I mean, you can. Come on. Don't be that guy. Don't be that woman. Don't be that deadbeat dad. And women, whether y'all believe it or not, it is deadbeat moms out there. So quit trying to tell these guys that they deadbeat, because I see some of y'all out here. And when I say, one of my pet peeves in life is if I'm out in the store somewhere and I see a woman and she fresh to death, like she, man, from head to toe. But she might have a daughter or a son with her, and it's not running down his nose. Hair ain't combed. This ain't this. Shoes ain't tied. Come on now. What we doing? Come on. Stop. What we really doing? Cut it out. And before I wrap up, I just want to tell you about it, man. Look, do what's best for you out here in this world. Because like I said before, when it's over, it's over. It ain't nothing you can do. Man, look. Ain't nobody out here God. So we, like all the people that's out here in the business of judging people, stop that. Cut that out. That ain't what's up at all. Like, stop it. Off the rip. I got friends that's been married for 10, 15, 20 years. I also got friends that's been divorced, but I don't look at either one of them no different. My people, I love my people. No matter what, I'm always rock and ride with them, but I'm also gonna tell them the truth. I noticed a little bit with my people, like, we done got to the point we ain't really be telling people the truth no more. Like, we telling people what they want to hear. And it might be cool for the second, but they ain't really learning nothing from that. Because you just really telling them what they want to hear. So, yeah, they looking at their joint like, oh, well, I can't be doing too bad. Such and such said this and such and such said that. Because one thing about it, people always want you to tell them what they want to hear, but we got to get in the habit. Not trying to hurt nobody's feelings or not doing nothing like that at all. But we got to get in the habit of telling each other the truth. And that's what I'm going to leave with. I'll see y'all again soon to drop another one. I hope everybody doing fine. I hope everybody that's in the M doing good. All my partners that's in Nashville, Murfreesboro, Atlanta, Florida, no matter where you at, keep your head up. Because even like they always say, after rainy days, the sun got to shine again. So just stay positive and make sure, you know, you do what's best for you. And y'all know I always got to leave with a joke. I know I just said stay positive. The only time you don't want to be positive, it's when you done took that STD test. And I'm going to leave out with that. Y'all have a good one. I ain't got nothing but love for y'all.
He still popping out, bulletproof in AR. And nigga, I walk you down. Gotta drink an Ace of Spades, never drink, walk you down. All my niggas talk me up and they'll never talk me down. Love for the north side, yeah, I'm sitting courtside. Demon with the sport ties, I don't need no outlines.